making news matter. Quote, using media to hold local authorities accountable for reproductive health. End of quote. Story by Tanigrasa Khan. Written by Santa Monia. Location, Pakistan. Partner organization, Shirkat Ghat. CQC framework highlight. Respecting a woman's dignity, right to privacy and sensitivity to her needs and perspectives is paramount at all times. This includes the provision of safe abortion services, contraception, counseling and media reporting. In addition, attention should be given to the special needs of poor, adolescents and other vulnerable and marginalized women. Sajjad Ahmed January, 45, lives in Sharsada district in the province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KPK, Pakistan. He has been a news editor at a local newspaper, Sharsada News, for the last 7 years. However, he admitted, like other news reporters and news editors in the area, I too had no knowledge and awareness about women's reproductive health or rights. Like other parts of Pakistan, in my area too, the custom is that women are not allowed to go outside. In this situation, it's very difficult, especially for men, to talk about women's reproductive health and rights. This is even more difficult in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa KPK as majority of the people are still very conservative. In 2014, Sajjad, along with some other media members, participated in a workshop on reproductive health rights organized by the Shirkat Ghat Women's Resource Center. During the orientation, he watched a documentary called Mumtaz Bakshagadi Thi Mumtaz Could Have Been Saved. Watching this film shook him deeply, and for the first time, he realized the poor state of women's health in his region. He felt it was a serious and flagrant issue and decided to work on it. Sajjad explains further, in our area, people refuse the polio vaccination because they think that in the guise of the polio vaccine, Western countries were trying to control the fertility of the people. In such a situation, it is very difficult to write about family planning and other RH issues of women. There is also the possibility of threat. Despite this, and because it is such a very serious issue, I decided to work on it. Page 14. Image. Caption. An article highlighting the WHRAP workshop to the media in Pakistan highlighting right to information and reproductive health. Source, Shirkat Ghat. End of caption. Image description. This picture at top shows a newspaper cutting of an article printed in Pakistan, highlighting WHRAP workshop for right to information and reproductive health. This picture at bottom shows some newspaper cuttings from Pakistan, highlighting different illustrations, headlines and images of WHRAP workshop, regarding right to information and reproductive health. End of image description. Image. Caption. WHRAP workshop with media personnel in Sharsada district, KPK, Pakistan. Source, Shirkat Ghat. End of caption. Image description. This picture shows a WHRAP workshop with media representatives from Pakistan. End of image description. Page 15. After returning from the session and exposure visit, Sajjad wrote several articles on anemia, family planning, early marriage, and on the use of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Right to Information RDI Act. Note reference, 1. After getting an orientation on the RTI process, I have realized its power and have used it to file an RTI to get details of health budgets. When I get the replies, I plan to use the information to write articles on the gaps and raise questions to make duty and errors accountable, he says. Motivated by conversations with Sajjad, two of his friends have also filed RTIs. These were published not only by his newspaper, but by other local newspapers too. He also found out that in the district hospital, women were not treated with dignity. So he discussed it with duty bearers and lodged a complaint with the district complaint cell. Since Sajjad was well known and had good relations with the official within the complaint cell as a journalist, immediate action was taken against the concerned staff. Now the behavior of the staff has improved towards the people, especially women. Aside from being involved in improving the situation, Sajjad has also played a significant role in motivating the grassroots local champion. Note reference, 2. under the WHRAP South Asia project. For instance, in the basic health unit, BHU staff members were charging illegal informal fees for pregnancy test services. Sajjad used his influence as a journalist to help the local champion lodge a complaint with the district complaint cell, resulting in the termination of the norm of charging these illegal informal fees. At a more personal level, Sajjad says he now discusses reproductive health issues with his wife and motivates her to share her knowledge with other women. Additionally, he has shared all his newfound knowledge with his friends and colleagues and encourages them to use it for the benefit of the women in their area. Page 16. Page 17.